Snowflakes fall and people carry shopping bags on a town's streets decorated with garlands and twinkling lights. Text, Hallmark Channel presents. In association with Odyssey Networks and Johnson Production Group, title, Sleigh Bells Ring. People walk on the snowy sidewalks of a small town. Cast, Aaron Cahill, David Alpi, Dakota Guppy, and Donovan Scott. Various businesses on the street. English Tarts, The Coffee Cowboy, Audrey's Antiques.
Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow.
Snow falls gently. People walk past with shopping bags.
Just holding your hand.
One woman stops to look at Christmas decorations in a display window.
Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We've snuggled close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and say nothing.
In a large home, a woman with wavy brown hair types on a laptop. She closes it just as a girl with long strawberry blonde hair enters the living room.
Hey there, sleepyhead. I just got done Skyping Grandma and Grandpa. They send their love.
I miss them.
Well, they miss you too. Maybe we can go to Phoenix and visit them for Easter.
Cool.
What's this?
I made a list. All the things we can do over the Christmas break, starting with finish decorating the house.
I promise we will do that together, along with wrap lots of presents and make a ridiculous amount of gingerbread cookies.
Yum. What's on your Christmas list?
You are all I need for Christmas. Now why don't you eat up so your mama's not late for work?
The woman and girl get out of an SUV and rush up the stairs to a big brick building with a sign that reads, Parks and Recreation Mission City. They enter a lobby filled with Christmas wreaths and decorations. A dark-haired woman trots up to them and the women hug.
Welcome back, Mrs.
Carpenter.
Hi. Hi. Oh, goodness, you're glowing.
Well, get yourself a honeymoon at St. Bart's and you can glow too.
Yeah, I'll pass.
Well, you never know.
Yeah, sometimes you do.
Hey, Scarlett, you excited to be on Christmas break?
Yeah, we have a lot of things to accomplish. I made a list.
Apple tree.
I know, she didn't fall far.
A man enters.
Laurel, that's who I wanted to see.
Hello, Mr. Mayor.
Hey, Scarlett, how are you? Mind if I borrow your mom for a sec?
Sure.
Oh.
Laurel and the mayor step aside.
Bringing it back.
What exactly?
The Christmas parade.
But we haven't been able to afford that for 5 years.
And that's the Christmas miracle. Turns out we have an unexpected surplus that says we can afford it.
Okay, but...
Trust me. There's more than enough for a parade. A big one. Floats, bands, the whole shebang. Just like we used to.
But I just wonder if maybe...
I know you, and I know what you're gonna say. Be practical.
Exactly.
But Laurel, it's important to celebrate the good things too. And everybody loves a parade. Hey, Scarlett, you like parades?
Yes!
There you go. Parades. Everyone loves them.
Okay. Fine. I will get started immediately in the new year.
Oh no. This year.
But Christmas is in 2 weeks.
So, no time to waste.
Howard,
Laurel, I so believe in you. And when you pull this off, I'm going to appoint you city manager.
I don't know what to say.
He stares into space.
Tree. Big tree. At least 20 feet, maybe 30. I know you can do it.
Laurel grins with her brows raised.
I can do this, I can do this.
Scarlett.
Is that your car?
It was. My dad gave me that car in high school. My baby.
You don't drive it anymore?
No. It's been sitting in my dad's garage for a while. The engine needs work, but it's expensive, so I'm saving up.
Laurel.
What's the progress?
Hey, so Jeff's Tree Ranch thinks they may have one 15-footer back at the farm, and the Taylors have one that's close to 20 feet.
But they're not sure.
It's too busy right now for them to double-check, but they said we could if we wanted.
Well, let's go find out.
Okay, but don't forget, we have to exchange my violin for a bigger one.
Yes. Yes, add it to the list.
Have fun.
Laurel takes Scarlett's hand. Scarlett beams as they walk out. The sun sets over a snowy mountain. They drive.
You okay, Mom?
Of course. It's gonna be a lot of work, but when I was a little girl, I looked forward to the parade all year long. And I'm glad now you'll get to see it, too.
I hope you're okay with the change of plans over Christmas break.
Of course, it's a parade. Everybody loves a parade.
Hey, Betty. Hey, how'd it go?
We went to both farms. It's a no-go.
The trees were all scrawny.
I think we have to make a contingency plan in case we can't find one near to town.
Okay, big tree contingency plan. There are a few other Christmas tree farms that may work.
There's one in Vermont, Hayden's Pines.
Well, will they deliver?
Says they do, but I'll confirm.
Thanks, you're the best.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, next we need to think about floats. Chamber of Commerce will want one.
Could my school have a float?
Absolutely.
Mom, slow down. What is that?
Looks like a sleigh.
They peer out at a white and red sleigh parked outside of a log house. They pull the car closer.
That's strange. I don't remember there being a house up here. But look at that sleigh. It looks like a Santa sleigh. I've only seen them in movies, though.
Laurel puts her hand on it.
And parades.
Maybe we can fix it.
It would need a lot of fixing up. It doesn't even have a runner.
It would be so cool.
It would.
A man with a white beard comes outside.
Hi.
Hello to you.
My name is Laurel Bishop, and this is my daughter, Scarlett.
Greetings. I'm Mr. Winter.
Is this your sleigh?
You noticed that, huh?
Yeah, it really caught my eye.
It has a tendency to do that.
Can I buy it?
Buy?
Or borrow, whichever.
Well, I don't know. You know, it has a lot of sentimental value to me. I met my wife while I was riding on the sleigh.
She tilts her head.
You met your wife while you were riding on the sleigh?
It's a long story, but, great ending.
Oh, okay, let me back up. I'm overseeing the Mission City Christmas Parade.
Is that coming back? That's wonderful.
Yes. The point is, my daughter and I think this sleigh would be perfect for the Santa float. We'd fix it up, if you wouldn't mind. It would look amazing in the parade. And they don't make things like this anymore.
No, they certainly don't. I don't know. I was going to move it up north.
Laurel smiles.
Well, if you promise to mend it with love.
We will. We promise.
And to get it back to me immediately after the parade.
We promise.
Okay. All right. It's a deal.
Great. Shake.
Bye, Mr. Winter.
He wags his hand, grinning.
Bye-bye now.
They pull the sleigh away on a trailer. Mr. Winter watches them go, eyes twinkling. They pull the sleigh through the town center, past illuminated shops. They come to a stop on the street and Laurel gets out.
Take a minute.
The trailer's wheels roll backwards. The sleigh picks up speed.
Mom, look!
No. No. No.
She chases it. It speeds towards a sidewalk.
No. Look out!
The sleigh stops on the curb.
Anyone seen the reindeer that goes this?
Laurel frowns at a dark-haired man.
Alex?
Laurel?
Are you okay, Mom?
Oh, fine, honey. Alex, this is my daughter, Scarlett. Scarlett, this is Alex McCord.
Nice to meet you.
Hi.
Well, if it isn't Laurel and Scarlett Bishop. And you brought a sleigh. I've never had a sleigh before.
Hello, Audrey.
It's for the Christmas parade.
The Christmas parade? They're bringing that back? How marvelous.
So you're in charge?
Yep. Did I tell you that Laurel is the head of Parks and Recreation?
You did. And Audrey likes to keep me up to date on all things Mission City.
How riveting for you.
You'd be surprised.
Speaking of surprised, what are you doing in town? I thought your folks were in Portland visiting your sister's family.
It's a small town. Everybody knows everything.
I forgot.
Sure.
So where'd you find this?
Near the woods by Hickory Road. We're gonna make it into Santa's sleigh for the parade.
Well, that's gonna take some work.
Anything worthwhile usually does.
Well, this is practically gonna need a full renovation. How are you gonna pull that off in 2 weeks?
Laurel examines the sleigh.
Alex.
All that time in New York hasn't made it so that you forgot everything your uncle taught you about how to fix up antiques, has it?
That's okay. We can manage on our own.
Really?
Really?
Yes, really. Just stay here. I'm going to pull the car around.
Laura leaves.
How do you know my mom?
We went to school together.
High school?
And college, yeah.
Alex grew up in Mission City.
But you moved away?
To New York after college.
It's your first time back here?
He grins.
Do you want to be a prosecutor when you grow up?
My mom says being curious is one of the most important things a person can be.
Ah.
Audrey shrugs.
Oh, excuse me.
She leaves. Alex bends down.
Always, always listen to your mom.
Scarlett smiles.
Oh, and here she is.
Okay, let's go get in the car.
Laurel helps Scarlett into the car.
Fasten your seatbelt.
Alex hitches the trailer to the car.
So, do you have a plan?
Excuse me?
For fixing this thing up.
I'll think of something.
All right, so you're just being stubborn when you told me you didn't want my help.
Or independent.
Yeah, I'd call it stubborn.
I'm sure you would. So you didn't answer my question. What are you doing here?
I'm helping Anna Audrey sell the store.
She's selling?
Yeah, it's practically already sold. I'm just helping her through the last steps.
Can't imagine this place not being here. I love this shop.
I remember you used to come in here all the time.
Now, I thought if I looked hard enough, I'd find a magic lamp or a watch that would let me time travel.
Always looking for magic.
Never finding it. So I made my own.
She smiles at the car where Scarlett sits.
When do you go back?
The 26th.
Well, have a pleasant visit.
She brushes past him.
Maybe I'll see you around.
It's Mission City, Alex, not New York. I'll see you around.
She smiles curtly and gets in the driver's seat. He watches her, smiling. Daytime in the town surrounded by snowy mountains. People stride along the sidewalks with shopping bags and boxes. In the Parks and Recreation office, Betty clasps her hands.
Oh, I want to see it. I want to see it. Please.
Okay. But keep in mind, it's still a project.
Right.
It needs all kinds of work. It needs a lot of new paint and new runners
right. And...
It's gone.
Maybe it flew away.
I'll call around, see if anyone's seen it.
You want me to put out an APB on a missing sleigh?
Whatever works. I'm gonna drive around, see if I can find it.
Okay.
Okay.
Laurel gets in her car. Betty stands outside looking around. Laurel drives, peering through her windshield and frowning. The sleigh sits on its trailer outside of Audrey's antique store. Alex comes out of the shop and walks around the sleigh. Laurel approaches him.
Seriously?
So you changed your mind?
What?
You know, about me helping fix this up.
Wait, you didn't take it?
Why would I take your sleigh?
I don't know, to dash through the snow?
Yeah, that's it. You caught me.
Whatever. I just need to get it back and hopefully keep this thing in one place.
Can't you just, I don't know, get one in a little better shape?
Another Santa sleigh. 2 weeks before Christmas, while I'm planning the parade and trying to make sure my own daughter has a good Christmas.
Laurel, okay, just come on. Just let me help. All right, you know I know woodworking.
That's not the point.
You still have that birdhouse I made for you in shop class?
Maybe.
It's a good birdhouse.
Maybe.
Don't be stubborn.
Independent.
Which can lead to being overwhelmed if you're not careful. Come on. Look, the sleigh already likes me. It's already found me twice. Two times.
Fine.
See, it wasn't so hard, was it?
Maybe. I'll be back to check on you. Mm. I mean your work.
I look forward to it.
He folds his hands and looks at the sleigh. In the office, Laurel and Betty look at photos of decorated sleighs.
Oh, I like that one. I like this one. Santa's sleigh is red. Everyone knows this.
Elves.
The mayor.
I was thinking there should be plenty of elves at the parade.
Noted.
Excellent. That promotion's looking better every day. However, I can't help noticing the distinct absence of something very important at Town Hall.
The Christmas tree's on its way.
Fantastic.
Guess we better find that tree.
Yeah.
So, who's this guy renovating the sleigh for free?
An old friend from high school and college.
Wait. Is this almost fiancé, Alex?
Almost only counts in horseshoes, Betty.
And heartache.
That has to be a country song.
But he's back. The guy who left you after college for his dream job in New York is back.
Briefly. And then he returns to New York, where he lives. And who knows? Maybe this time he'll even say goodbye.
Scarlett enters with a tall man.
Hi, Mom. Look what I found outside.
Hi.
Hey.
Mr. Carlucci.
Mrs. Carlucci.
Hi.
He and Betty kiss.
How did your first parade float meeting go?
Good. We picked our theme. The first Christmas Eve. And I'm going to be the star of Christmas.
Well, that's great, honey.
Mrs. Swenson says she can make the costume.
Costume.
For the star. She's making Molly's.
Oh, no. That's okay. I will make your costume. That was very nice of Mrs. Swenson.
In Audrey's antique store, Alex holds up white carved filigree to parts of the sleigh while talking on the phone.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thank you.
He hangs up and strides to his aunt.
I just got a call from the Concord Antiques Consortium. Their attorney's sending over the paperwork in the next couple days.
Oh. Already, huh?
Are you sure you want to do this?
Yes, I've waited my whole life to retire and see the world.
My old friend Sylvia, you remember her?
Of course.
That's who I'm going with. She's got our entire itinerary planned out. She's a Virgo.
Uh-huh.
First Europe, then Australia.
All right, so why the look just now?
Well, I suppose this store's been my baby for a lot of years. Be natural to miss it, that's all. And it'll always remind me of your Uncle Teddy. He loved this place. Now,
I think I have us a lead on some replacement runners.
That's great news. I want to get those on there before Laurel comes by and sees
Laurel.
What I can do.
Laurel!
Hi, Audrey. I just stopped by to see how the sleigh's coming.
Oh, how lovely. Well, I think I'm going to go get some lunch.
Traitor.
In the antique store, Alex speaks to Laurel with wide eyes, darting ahead of her.
Again.
Why are you making that face?
What face?
That face.
There's no face.
Her jaw drops at the sleigh.
Did you break it?
What? No. No, 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 no. This is a work in progress.
What happened to the side?
It broke.
Broke?
Yeah.
Did you break it?
I was there when it happened.
Alex.
Laurel, look, we're working on it. And Audrey's got a lead on some replacements and we're tracking down new runners.
You have to understand how important this is to me. The mayor is talking about making me city manager.
Oh, so this is a career boost.
She blinks.
Yes, and I'm sensing something behind that comment.
No, just it's good to see you recognize the importance of taking the necessary steps to improve one's career.
Wow. You managed to turn this into one of our old arguments in less than a minute. Impressive.
Laurel, come on.
You know what? I'm not going down that road again. I'll fix the sleigh on my own.
Laurel.
I'll send someone over to pick it up.
Laurel, wait.
Thank you.
He rolls his eyes. Sunset over the mountains in lavender and orange hues. A red barn with white trim. Scarlett and another girl laugh and hand candy canes. People decorate with wrapped gifts and giant lollipops. Betty.
So, what happened to Alex?
Oh, he was better at breaking things than fixing them.
Uh-huh. So, who's gonna make this beaten-up old thing look more like a Santa sleigh?
I thought you and I could.
No.
What? You completely restored that old car of yours.
I fixed that car with my dad because he loved cars. Which, in case you hadn't noticed, are not sleighs.
They're both transportation.
You acted impulsively, didn't you? And impractically. That is not the Laurel Bishop I know.
We all have our sides.
Is this side named Alex?
Fine. I will fix it on my own. Add it to my endless list of to-do responsibilities.
Wait, Laurel, you don't know anything about restoring an antique sleigh. No one in this place knows anything about restoring an antique sleigh. You know who might know?
That old man.
Who?
genius. Betty, you're a genius.
No, 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 wait, that's not who I was talking about. Wait, no, 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 that's not who I was... No, what?
In a large, wide home, Alex leans on the fireplace.
Hi, sweetheart.
Hey.
Audrey comes in.
You got a date?
Work. I'm up for a new position within the company. Exec VP.
Oh, congratulations.
Thanks. That looks good. I'm just waiting on word.
It's funny. I never really saw you as a banker.
Finance.
You know what I mean. I remember when you and your uncle would work together fixing all kinds of treasures I'd haul in here.
A lot of summers doing that. He taught me so much.
Woodworking was your favorite.
It was, but, you know, things change.
Well, some things do. Some things don't. Laurel's still as lovely as ever, and a wonderful single mother.
Did you just emphasize single?
Did I? Come on. I made your favorite. Lemon meringue pie.
He jumps up. Laurel drives through the forest at night. Her car pulls into the drive of Mr. Winter's log house, which is dark inside and out. She stands at the door, craning her neck. She steps to the side and squints in the window, seeing an easy chair and a dim lamp. She looks around outside, blinking with a furrowed brow. In the barn, people continue decorating with trees and ribbon. Betty and Laurel enter.
So, what did you find out?
Nothing. The cabin was completely dark.
They look at the sleigh.
Now what do we do?
I don't know. But I have to pick Scarlett up at Molly's. We'll figure something out.
Okay.
Night.
Good night.
Laurel leaves. She and Scarlett park outside the antique store and get out. Alex is inside.
Mom, I'm tired.
I know, honey. I'm sorry. It's past your bedtime. Why don't you lay down here while I talk to Alex?
Scarlett lays on a sofa. Alex turns around and cocks his head at Laurel, unsmiling.
Did you lose your sleigh again?
No, that's not why I'm here. I apologize. I overreacted and was unfair to you, and I'm sorry.
Thank you.
Her lips twitch.
Now, you gonna let me fix that sleigh?
You still wanna do it?
Sure. I hate incompletion.
She nods curtly.
Well, I do have dozens of other carpenters lined up for the job, but I suppose you were first, so...
How generous of you.
He puts his hand on his heart and smiles. Laurel turns around and looks at Scarlett, who sleeps soundly on the sofa. Laurel raises her brows at Alex, who crouches and lifts Scarlett in his arms.
Come on, sleepyhead. There you go.
Snowflakes swirl in a snow globe on a table. Alex follows Laurel outside, carrying the girl. Laurel pulls her coat around her against the chill and opens the passenger car door. Ailes lays Scarlett gently in the seat.
Thank you. There you go, buddy.
He stands face to face with Laurel, who flashes a quick smile at him before rushing to the driver's side. She sits in her car and exhales before driving away. Daytime, Alex holds up a pillow to Laurel and Scarlett in a store.
I think these bring out the color of my eyes. What do you think?
We can have blue pillows. It's not Christmassy.
Well, you know what? My aunt is a whiz at sewing, so we just have to find the right fabric.
Just not green. The sleigh is going to be green.
I assumed it would remain red.
Why does everyone think that?
Because Santa's sleigh is red.
It's common knowledge. You know what? I think I know where the Santa sleigh is green thing is coming from.
Where?
It's your mom's favorite color. Do you remember that Christmas sweater you used to wear every single year with the giant snowman on the pockets? Green,
ugliest thing I've ever seen. Sweet, but ugly.
This coming from the guy who used to wear the same striped knit cap all the way through high school.
Was it red?
Oh, yes. And it made him look like an elf. And for the record, green is not my favorite color.
Oh, really? What is?
Scarlet is my favorite color.
He picks up a can of red paint.
Sounds like red to me.
Fine. The sleigh can be red. As long as the interior is green.
Laurel picks up green paint. Alex and Scarlet high five.
All right, I'm going to throw these in the back. You guys get warmed up.
Okay.
They carry their purchases into the antique store. Laurel spots the snow globe and grabs it.
No way. Alex.
Yeah.
She puts down her bags and holds up the globe.
It can't be the same one.
He inspects it.
I think it is.
What is that?
Alex sinks into a chair facing Scarlet.
I met your mom because of the snow globe. She was in the store.
Like always.
She was looking at the snow globe and she picked it up.
When Alex was behind it, all I could see was his head.
My body was blocked.
I screamed?
So loud.
And your aunt came running in from the other room.
You know, I'm actually surprised she could hear you. I thought only dogs could hear sounds at that pitch.
She slaps Alex playfully. He looks at his phone and sees text from Tim. Talk to CEO. Looks good for you.
What is it? Is everything okay?
Yeah, it's a work thing.
Oh. Don't they know you're on vacation?
Yeah, but it's about a new position at the firm. It's apparently looking good.
She blinks.
Such great news. Will you have to leave sooner?
No. I mean, at least I don't think so.
Well, Scarlet and I need to get home. We have some Christmas decorations we need to finish.
Awesome. You guys need any help?
No, we can't take up all of your free time.
Well, come on. It's Mission City. There's not that much to do.
Unlike New York.
He swings his head and smiles.
Sorry.
Bye, Alex.
He waves one finger at Scarlet as they leave. He looks at the snow globe, inside which is a horse-drawn sleigh. Laurel and Scarlet hang ornaments on a Christmas tree. Scarlet hangs a white bear.
I remember this. Grandma bought it for me when I was little.
Which was ages ago.
Scarlet picks up a gold star ornament.
Your star costume. I should have bought the fabric when we were at the store today. I've been so distracted.
It's okay.
No, it's not. Tomorrow. I'll get the material tomorrow. You've been working very hard on the float.
It's been so much fun. I can't wait to see it when it's finished.
I know, right?
And the sleigh.
Oh. Hey, Betty. You're not still at the office, are you?
We're all doing our part.
Uh-oh, tell me it's not the tree.
Okay.
It's the tree.
It went to Mission City, Maryland.
How is that even possible?
I don't know. But the folks of Mission City, Maryland were very appreciative of our gift to them and are sending us a holiday fruitcake in return.
Swell. Does Howard know?
Not yet.
Okay, it's getting late. We have to get another tree.
We will. I have a couple leads.
Yeah, tell me how they work out.
Will do.
Thanks, Betty.
Bye.
Laurel shakes her head and frowns. Daytime in the town. Alex carries a paper bag and cup of coffee into Audrey's Antiques. He strides past the snow globe and into the back of the store. His eyes widen and he looks around. The place where the sleigh sat is empty. He grits his teeth. In the barn, people busily decorate.
Hey!
Oh, hey!
Luck with the Davis Tree Farm?
They just sold their last 20-footer yesterday.
That's it for the neighboring states. I'm not sure how much further out we can go and still arrange for a tree to get here and be decorated on time.
Hi, Alex.
Hey.
Alex, what are you doing here?
Nothing. Just, you know, all is, as well as it, you know how things go.
That makes no sense.
None of this does. I don't know what happened. The doors were locked when I came in.
Alex, you're making that face again.
Please don't be mad.
What?
The sleigh is gone.
Again.
Her jaw drops.
Okay, did anyone see where the sleigh went? Cute sleigh, needs work. No? Let me check the office. I'll see if we have any messages, okay?
Great.
Is everything okay?
We're just...
smoothing over some stuff.
But everything's gonna be fine. Honey, don't worry.
Okay, so there was a message on the City Hall main line. Someone named Mr. Winter said he was the one who loaned you the sleigh, and he has it.
Wait, hold on. Mr. Winter?
It's back at his place?
That's what he said.
This is starting to be more trouble than it's worth. Maybe we should just find another sleigh.
But I like that one.
Yeah, at this point, I'm kind of partial to it myself.
Fine. How about you stay here with Betty, and Alex and I will go pick up the sleigh?
Okay.
Betty puts her arm around Scarlett. Alex and Laurel drive on the winding forest road at night. He strokes his lips, looking out the window. He glances at Laurel.
There's something I've been meaning to tell you.
Her brow furrows.
I'm sorry.
For what?
For after college. I was young, I was stupid, and I didn't handle us in the right way when I,
just left? Without saying goodbye?
I felt terrible about it ever since. And seeing you again, it made it feel like it just happened.
Well, it didn't just happen. It was a long time ago. We're very different people.
Are we?
Yes.
All right.
Look, I'm so happy for you. You're living your dream. You know what you always wanted to do since you were a kid. And I'm doing great. I've got Scarlett.
Mm.
She nods.
What happened with us was in the past, right?
He nods slightly.
Yeah, right.
He purses his lips and looks out of the car window.
Here we are.
Laurel stops the car and they get out. They face Mr. Winter's log house, which has lights on outside and in.
Remote cabin in the woods, mysterious goings on. All I'm saying is these stories don't usually end well.
You're being dramatic.
Tell that to Hansel and Gretel.
She wrinkles her nose and they walk to the front door. Mr. Winter opens in a red shirt and suspenders.
Hey, hello, welcome, Laurel. Come on in.
Mr. Winter.
After you, Gretel.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Hello.
Wow.
A warm and decorated living room.
I'm Alex McCord. It's great to meet you.
You know, I think I remember you.
Oh, I'm sure we've never met before.
Oh, are you?
Your home is so lovely.
Thank you.
But I'm a bit confused. I was here just the other day, and this place looked nothing like it does now. It was practically empty.
You sure you were at the right cabin?
Yes. Maybe. I thought I was.
Please have a seat.
They sit on the sofa. He pours them mugs from a kettle.
Make yourselves comfortable. A little homemade cocoa.
Thank you.
He sits.
Your message said you found the sleigh. I didn't see it anywhere outside.
About that, I found those old runners and I thought, well, I should fix it before I head back up north.
If you don't mind my asking, where did you find the sleigh? It's a very interesting piece.
Ah, so you saw that, huh?
I'm in antiques.
Since when?
Okay, well, I used to be around antiques and woodworking. Regardless, it's a rather interesting design, wouldn't you say?
I think you could say that.
So where is it?
Let me put on my coat, and I'll show you. This way, please.
They follow him out the front door.
Come on, follow me. Watch your step.
Could have sworn this was the place. Oh, it looks so different.
You did remember to leave a trail of breadcrumbs, right?
He leads them across the yard to the sleigh, which now has curly gold runners.
Well, here we are.
The runners, they're beautiful.
With a little paint, you'll be ready for the parade.
This tree would be perfect.
A tall pine.
For what?
City Hall, if that's okay with you.
I think it's a wonderful idea.
Great. I'm going to call Betty and get a crew down here ASAP to get this tree back to town.
You know, I like you two. And that's good, because this is obviously a two-person job.
Two-person job?
Yeah, to get it finished in time for the Christmas parade.
I guess I could help.
Well, listen, you got your hands full. I mean, I could totally do it on my own.
I think you can figure it out. Together.
He nods encouragingly.
Hi, Merry Hi. Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Mr. Winter waves goodbye.
So, you two go out in the middle of nowhere and not only find the sleigh with repairs made, but also the perfect Christmas tree for City Hall?
Yeah, I'm thinking of buying a Powerball on the way home.
Yeah, luck is definitely on your side. And who is this Mr. Winter anyway?
No clue, but I am eternally grateful.
The mayor and Audrey.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, it really is.
Betty texts.
I want to make sure Wade sees it. I swear all that man does these days is work.
Ladies, you have outdone yourselves. I don't think we've ever had a prettier Christmas tree. How goes the troublesome sleigh?
Alex is sanding it as we speak. That's why he couldn't come to see the tree with me.
Laurel frowns.
What is it, dear?
Something Mr. Winter said. Think you can handle the rest from here?
If I can't, I know your number.
Bye, everybody.
Beautiful.
In the antique store, Alex stares at the sleigh. Laurel comes in suppressing a smile.
Rumor has it this is a two-person job.
Hmm.
Need a helper?
Absolutely.
They smile at each other facing the sleigh. Alex sands the front of the mottled white and red sleigh using a handheld sanding sponge. Laurel pulls her hair back in a ponytail.
Why aren't you using an electrical sander?
Well, the wood's old, and I didn't want to risk damaging it. So these things, they give you more control. Use more of the wood in place. And it takes a lot longer.
Oh, well, that explains it.
You ever sanded before? Catch.
Yeah, the walls of my old apartment. Right before I painted them.
Green?
I prefer to call it sage.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. But they are admittedly in the same color family.
Okay, well, wood is different than drywall. All right, the number one rule, bar none, is you want to go with the grain, never against it. All right, so you can see the grain pattern, but I want you to feel it. Put your hand on it.
They touch it.
Do you feel that?
Yeah. Yeah, there.
Yeah. So you just go like that?
He sweeps the sander across.
Like that? You want to try? Give it a shot.
She sands.
That's it. You do that until it's smooth and it's ready for the paint.
Okay.
You take the back quarter.
They sand opposite ends of the sleigh with back and forth motions, alternating glances at each other. Then, they become absorbed in their work and sand, smiling to themselves. They both stand near the back and their gazes meet. They smile slightly and keep working. Later, Laurel wipes off her hands and Alex hands her a glass of water.
Hey.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
They drink water and sit back to take in their progress.
Do you remember?
I remember a lot of things. Specifically?
Our sleigh date.
How could I forget? All the other girls' boyfriends brought them to the winter formal in a car.
Mm. Amateurs.
It was so cold.
It was so romantic.
You thought it all through.
All the way down to the boombox playing the sleigh bell sounds on repeat.
Couldn't you just get the real thing?
Hey, listen, you try and track down silver sleigh bells back in the day before the internet took over the world.
She tries not to grin. Their eyes meet for a long moment.
Are we ready to paint now?
They look at the sleigh.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Okay. I'll call the moving crew to pick this guy up and bring him to the floats. Then I have to pick up Scarlett.
He looks down.
Hey, Laurel. Thanks for being my helper.
She smiles slightly and nods, then turns and leaves. At home, Laurel takes a box labeled college down from a closet shelf. She sets it on a table, takes off the top and digs through cards and photos. Scarlett joins her.
Grandma and Grandpa said to tell you hi.
Huh? Oh.
It's okay. They know you're busy with the parade. What are you looking for?
An old photo.
What of?
Slay date.
She closes an album.
Let's get you to bed. It will make Christmas come faster.
Betty leaves the Parks and Recreation office. She sees Wade passing.
Hey there, Mr. Carlucci.
Mrs. Carlucci.
What brings you to this side of town?
Pastries. I was hungry.
The cafe's back that way.
Is it?
Yeah.
Well, lucky I ran into you then.
Oh, you're such a mess, Mr. Carlucci. Is that grease?
What?
You're a computer programmer. How do you have grease on your...
Computers have grease.
They do?
Trust me, I'm the expert.
Looks at his phone.
Uh-oh, boss may have downloaded a virus again. Gotta go.
Oh, okay.
He pecks her on the cheek and leaves. She waves after him, her brow furrowing. At the barn, people carry in giant candy canes. Alex and Laurel dip paintbrushes in their respective cans of red and green paint and smirk at each other. She paints the inside green and he paints the outside red.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy up, let's go, let's look at the show.
Does it really matter which way I do it?
No.
Scarlett smiles and raises her eyebrows at her mom from across the room. Laurel holds up her hand with a smear of red paint on it with mock anger. She and Alex laugh.
It wasn't me.
You know, I have to admit, the red does look pretty spectacular.
Spectacular? We just got spectacular.
Hey, do you think she's saying we were right?
Okay. You were right about the red anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Smile.
Scarlett takes photo.
3, 2, 1.
They pose with arms around each other. They continue painting delicate gold filigree designs on the red part of the sleigh. Alex watches Laurel work and a smile grows on his face. Laurel glances at Alex when he paints a thin edge.
When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and I.
They affix gold decorations to the front of the sleigh and polish the curves of the gold runners.
Remember all through our life, just hear those sleigh bells jingling ring.
They install a plush red seat and sit on it, leaning back heavily with clasped hands.
Oh, yeah.
The finished sleigh is a burnished red with green interior and gold trim. They stand back and gaze at it, shaking their heads with wonder. They look at each other and smile. Betty.
I can't believe this is the same sleigh you guys found out in the woods.
I got a spectacular out of this one.
It still feels like there's something missing, though.
Well, Aunt Audrey's still working on those pillows. She should have them redone in a couple days.
No, that's not it. That'll come to me. Scarlett, why don't you go show Alex the gingerbread house float?
It's so cool.
All right.
Okay, so we've got the tree and now the sleigh's almost done.
What's going on?
Wade's being weird.
How can you tell?
Like, I know there's Wade weird, which I alone find adorable. But then there's weird, even for Wade weird, which I can't figure out.
Laurel frowns.
You don't suppose he's already losing the magic with us, do you?
You two have known each other since kindergarten. If he didn't lose the magic by junior high, you're safe.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Betty points to Alex.
Almost fiancé Alex is nice. I like him.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm gonna be the Christmas star. If Mama ever gets my costume done.
Well, I'm sure she'll get around to it. She's just got a lot on her plate right now.
I know.
Scarlett pulls her instant photos out of her bag. She hands one to Alex.
Here.
For me?
Yeah.
The photo of Alex and Laurel by the sleigh.
Well, thank you.
For when you go back.
He tousles her hair. She grins. Laurel watches them across the room and the corner of her mouth turns up. Audrey's store at night. She and Alex lean over a document on the counter.
You don't have to do this.
They're gonna sell off everything, aren't they?
That's the idea.
It's funny. When I decided on my plan, I didn't think about everything I'd be leaving behind. Just wanted to go. Travel the world with Sylvia. Like something out of an E.M. Forrester novel.
I can still put a stop to this if you want me to.
She stares at the paper.
I think what I want is a little more time to think everything through.
Okay, done.
He turns the paper to him.
Unless, of course, you have any interest in taking over the shop.
Me?
His eyes widen.
That'd be a heck of a commute to my other job.
I suppose it would. I've loved having you back.
I've loved being back.
I can see that. You've been smiling a lot lately. More than when you first arrived. You two did a marvelous job at that sleigh.
That's been fun.
She's a wonderful girl, Alex. But you've always known that.
He looks down. Day. The mayor and Laurel look at the tree.
This has exceeded even my lofty expectations.
Thank you, Howard. Bad news. Well, good news for him, bad news for us.
What? The guy we got for Santa just won a trip to Toronto in our church silent auction. He's going immediately and staying for the new year.
We lost Santa 3 days before the parade.
We'll find a new one. Yes, I am aware. Thank you.
Oh. The mayor points to his watch. Laurel takes Betty's arm and they walk away. Laurel strides down the main street looking down at a notebook. In the antique store, Alex smiles at his laptop screen and talks on his phone.
Yes, silver. No, they have to be silver. Perfect. Can you rush delivery? All right, great, thanks.
He looks out the window and sees Laurel pass. He smiles.
Okay, great. Okay, thank you.
Laurel! Hey, hi.
Hi. Just when you think you have it all in order, you lose your Santa.
Oh, well, listen, don't look at me.
You're hardly Santa material. Fortunately, Dr. Walker is up for the job, so crisis averted until the next one.
So you got time for coffee?
Her mouth opens.
It's just coffee.
Okay.
Oh. He opens a cafe door.
Thank you.
A waitress brings them cups of coffee.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, I sometimes forget that places like Mission City still exist.
We must seem a million miles away from New York.
And yet, coming back here feels like the most natural thing in the world. Everything's still the same.
Not true. We completely remodeled the interior of Parks and Rec 3 years ago, added new lights by Johnson's Bakery, and that old field on Ketchum Road, turned it into a sports park.
Well, you do know your town trivia.
I should. I supervised all of it.
Well done, Miss Bishop.
Thank you, Mr. McCord.
Day toast.
Of course, you don't need me telling you this. I'm sure you hear it all the time, but Scarlett is amazing.
I completely agree, although I might be a smidge biased.
Well, from the outside looking in, I promise there aren't a lot of kids like her in the Big Apple. How long has it been, just the two of you?
Kevin and I split up about 7 years ago, and then my parents retired to Phoenix last June, so I lost my go-to babysitters.
And how are Rick and Shelley?
They're well. My dad's golf game is now his favorite topic of conversation, and how much she hates his golf game is now my mom's favorite topic of conversation.
Has it been hard, being on your own?
She looks skyward and nods.
At times, not gonna lie. But Scarlett is worth every moment. Good, bad, whatever. I wouldn't change a thing. Because if I did, I wouldn't have her.
And that's what's important.
It is.
Not that I don't sometimes wonder.
They share a long gaze. She looks at her phone. Betty says, call ASAP, lost our marching bands.
Oh, no.
Do you have to go?
I'm sorry.
No, I totally understand. Duty calls.
They get up from the table and leave.
Shoot. I'm supposed to go shopping for Scarlet Star costume, and I've got to go pick her up.
Well, listen, I could take care of that for you if you want me to.
No, I can't ask you to go
Laurel,
pick up.
Consider it delegating.
Fine. I delegate to you to pick up Scarlet and bring her home. She's at the barn with some of our friends from school. I'll call Betty and tell her you're coming.
Okay.
Thank you.
He winks and leaves her. She turns around smiling to herself. Snow falls heavily on her house. Alex and Scarlet go inside.
We started to put all the decorations up, but then we both kind of fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
They survey the living room full of open boxes of decorations.
What do you say we do the rest of it? You and me.
Really?
Alex puts down her backpack and takes off his coat.
All right.
They hang glittering ornaments on the tree and stack wrap gifts underneath it. He struggles to lift a heavy box. Scarlet lifts it easily. He lifts her up to hang a stocking on the mantle. They place mini pine trees and reindeer around the room. They set up a toy train set. He juggles round ornaments and fumbles, dropping them on the floor. They put wooden Santas and toy soldiers by the fireplace. They tidy the empty boxes. They spin around the living room, looking at their work, then high five. He pulls pale gold sequined fabric from a bag. Scarlet grins and clasps her hands.
What's
this? Nighttime. Alex and Scarlet sit in a mess of gold fabric scraps. He wears a gold scarf around his neck.
Where is the glue?
On the counter,
yeah.
He bounds to the counter where he hesitates for a moment, smiling at something, before snatching the glue stick. He answers his phone.
Hey. That's fantastic. Thank you. No, I'm very excited. It's a great opportunity. Yeah, I'll call tomorrow.
His smile fades. He returns to Scarlet at the table.
All right.
He holds glitter.
Time for these? I think it's time for these.
Betty and Laurel look at a bulletin board.
Okay, so the mayor and his truck goes after the banner.
Yes, right. With Santa's sleigh at the end on Main Street. And then in the middle, the...
Laurel smiles at her phone.
Spectacular.
What is...
We have a marching band. Ferguson High School is coming in from Kiowa County.
Good old Ferguson, hi. Hey, where's Scarlet?
Alex picked her up for me.
Oh, really?
Yes, really. It was an emergency and he was being gracious.
Oh, just a regular Prince Charming.
Who turns into a pumpkin at midnight.
That's not how the story goes.
That's how my story goes.
Betty shakes her head. Laurel returns home later and furrows her brow at her house, which glows inside and out with Christmas lights. She goes inside slowly. Alex and Scarlet talk animatedly with holding a gold star-shaped cutout in a gold and white gown.
Oh, you know what? I think just for him, I think you should wear it as a hat. I think it would make such a great statement. Walk around town with me out when I pass my first costume in Testerville.
Yeah, absolutely. Mom, isn't it awesome? Alex made the perfect costume.
I see.
And we finished decorating the house. Did you notice?
I did, yes. Scarlet, honey, it's time for you to get ready for bed. Say thank you to Alex for all his help.
Thank you, Alex. This is awesome.
I had a great time.
See you in a minute. I asked you to pick her up. not decorate my house and make her costume.
I know, but we just figured
we.
Yeah, Scarlett and I.
Alex, stop.
Stop what?
Don't be charming and wonderful and make her like you when you're just gonna turn around and leave in a couple days. She's just a little girl. She won't understand.
He stares.
Have you heard back about the job?
He barely nods.
Congratulations.
He looks away.
I should probably just...
Yeah.
He picks up his keys, then turns back.
Listen, I didn't mean to...
I know. And it's as much my fault. I should have stopped it sooner. But it was nice to pretend for a while.
Laurel, come on.
I have to protect her, Alex. It hurts too much.
His eyes fill with tears. He blinks them away and leaves. Laurel watches him go with folded arms. He walks down the front steps, looking over his shoulder at the house. He swallows and sets his jaw and continues into the night. Laurel cuddles Scarlett on the couch.
Ugh, sorry I was so late.
It's okay. I had a great time with Alex.
He did do a good job.
Is something wrong?
No, I'm just tired.
Are you mad at me?
No, sweetheart, not at all.
Are you mad at Alex?
No. It's just complicated.
Did you guys like each other?
We did. But that was a long time ago. A lot has changed. You, for instance. Now I have you.
It's been fun having him around.
Bonnie, you have to remember he doesn't live here. He'll be going home soon.
I know, but he could come back.
Laurel rests her head on Scarlett's. At Audrey's house, Alex pulls out a yearbook and flips through it. Inside, he finds a photo of a younger Laurel smiling in a green snowman sweater. He stares at it, brow wrinkling.
Sylvia just signed us up for a 10-day tour of the Scottish castles.
10 days!
I'm beginning to think I should have retired when I was 40. Take note, young man. Is that a star on your shoulder?
Oh, yeah.
He plucks off the gold star.
I was helping Scarlett make her costume for the Christmas parade. She's gonna be the Christmas star.
Well, have fun.
Yeah. That's kind of the problem.
Audrey cocks her head. Alex looks away. He leans on the mantel looking at the fire while Audrey brings in a tea set and sits on the couch.
Let you know what's what, did she?
Yeah. She's a single mother, I wasn't thinking.
Only feeling. I'm not surprised. You're never as happy as you are when the two of you are together.
But we're not together. That's why she got mad.
She maybe felt a little guilty, too. Laurel wanted to do those things with Scarlett herself. She probably felt bad that she couldn't.
I hadn't even thought of that. Now I feel worse.
Laurel has been on her own for a long time now. You can get used to shouldering things on your own, so much so that you sometimes forget how to ask for help.
It sounds like somebody speaking from experience.
Hey, come on now. I finally came around asking for your assistance with the sale of this place.
Yes, you didn't. I'm glad you did.
He picks up a folder and pulls a document from it. He sees Audrey's signature on the last page.
I've waited long enough to follow my dreams.
Are you sure?
I'm at the age when you have enough sense to know an opportunity when you see one, and enough experience to know just how rare they truly are. Don't take them for granted, especially if you're so lucky to have them come by twice.
Why do I get the feeling we're not talking about this anymore?
Because we're not. And that's all I'm going to say about that.
Audrey picks up her teacup, smiling. Daytime at the barn. People carry in more decorations. Plush reindeer are set up in the center.
Oh, both the Gazette and Tribune are sending photographers.
Excellent.
Betty and Laurel pause at the sleigh.
How's Wade? I feel like he's hiding something from me. When did you know there was something wrong between you and Alex?
When he took the job in New York without telling me. And then later when he left town without saying goodbye.
Okay, well, I hope we're not quite at that level.
You're not.
Betty smiles. Laurel looks down.
Are you okay?
I will be. I let myself daydream for a little while. I know better.
Sorry, Laurel.
I'm just worried about Scarlett getting hurt.
Just Scarlett?
She smirks.
No.
Oh, Audrey's finished the pillows. Do you want me to go pick them up for you?
No, that's okay. But thank you.
Okay.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Laurel parks outside of Audrey's store. Through the window, she sees Alex sit down inside. She unbuckles her seatbelt and goes inside. She marches to Alex. He looks up and smiles at her.
Hey.
Hey. And Audrey had to run an errand back at her house.
She left me a message about the pillows.
Right here.
He gives her green pillows.
They're great. Tell her thank you.
He nods. Laurel turns away.
I'm sorry.
She turns back.
I should have asked for permission first. Just be more thoughtful.
I feel like we're always apologizing to each other.
Yeah, that's not all we do. We laugh a lot.
We do. Or did.
She nods to the document.
Is it done?
Yeah. I just have to deliver it.
It's gonna happen to all these things.
Well, most of the items will be distributed amongst other antique stores in state and nearby.
The store?
Two phone carriers are bidding on it at the moment.
Out with the old.
Out with the old.
He looks down.
Tell her thank you for me.
Okay. Laurel.
He blinks away tears, his lip trembling.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
She nods and forces a smile, then turns and walks swiftly away. He watches her go, sniffing back tears, his arms folded. She wipes her face as she strides to her car. She gives the antique store a long look from her driver's seat, tears streaming down her cheeks. Audrey's house. Alex packs his bag.
Alex.
I'm leaving tomorrow, so I'll take the rental car back soon and have to worry about it.
You're not going to stay through Christmas?
No, I can't.
Well, what about the parade?
Everything's done.
Well, don't you want to see all that you've worked for?
It's just a sleigh.
Audrey tilts her head. Alex hands her a wrapped gift.
Could you do one thing for me? Could you give this to Laurel? And let her know it's for the sleigh. It's the something that was missing.
Alex.
Thanks.
Laurel and Scarlett leave their house with the star costume.
Oh, you're gonna be the most beautiful Christmas star a parade has ever seen. I'm so proud of you.
I'm proud of you too, Mom. The parade's gonna be awesome.
Thanks, honey.
Okay.
Got it?
Hi, Molly.
Thanks for taking our Mrs. Swanson.
Okay, see you all there.
She helps Scarlett into a car and waves as it drives away.
Bye.
She turns to go back inside her house. A small red gift box sits on the porch. It has a gold ribbon and tag with her name on it. She picks it up and looks around, frowning. She removes the lid. Inside is a photo of her and Alex sitting in a sleigh and smiling with their arms around each other. She wears a corsage on her wrist and him a flower in his buttonhole. Her face crumples with emotion and then a smile emerges. She looks sideways. Outside Audrey's shop, Alex loads his bag into a car. Audrey hands him a manila envelope and smiles. He hugs her tightly.
I love you.
I love you too.
He kisses her cheek and they smile at each other once more. She watches him get into his car. Audrey drives through the town. Alex's car pulls away from the shop and Laurel's car pulls up and stops. She gets out and rushes inside. She sees a tall, dark-haired man and almost opens her mouth to speak, but he turns around and is not Alex. She continues through the shop, looking around. She spots Audrey arranging goods.
Audrey, is Alex here?
Sorry, dear, but he's gone.
Gone?
Back to New York?
He's not staying for the parade?
No.
I think it would have made him too sad.
He did ask me to give you something. For the parade.
Audrey hands her the box. Inside are big round silver sleigh bells.
Silver bells. That's what's been missing from the sleigh. He knew.
Her eyes fill with tears.
This is just like college.
She and Audrey sit with coffee.
I was so afraid of being hurt, I pushed him away. Everyone thinks he broke up with me. I think I even convinced myself he did.
And the truth?
The truth? I let him leave without ever telling him how I felt. I always dreamed about moving to New York, and I never wanted that kind of life. But I didn't want to hold him back, and maybe I was afraid I couldn't measure up. And then he left without a word.
It sounds like you were both young.
So what's my excuse now?
You tell me.
Fear.
Well, that's most people's. So, what are you gonna do about it?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Betty texts.
Oh, dear. It's another emergency and the parade's in a couple hours.
Of course.
Thank you for listening.
Anytime. And I meant it. It's never too late for love.
Oh, and a glue gun.
For the pillows. I forgot to include it last night.
Thank you. Bye.
Laurel races out. At night, Alex drives alone on a snowy road. He swallows hard. At the barn, people rush this way and that, making finishing touches. Laurel comes inside and scowls at Betty.
Hey.
What is it?
There's good news and bad news.
Okay, bad news first.
Dr. Walker broke his leg and we don't have anyone to play Santa.
And the good news?
We wouldn't have had any place for Santa to sit because the sleigh is gone.
Laurel's jaw drops and she stares at the space where the sleigh was. In his car, Alex's eyes widen as he stares at the road in front of him. High's car stops. He blinks, his mouth gaping open, then his mouth breaks into a smile. He steps out of his car. The sleigh sits on a trailer in the center of the road, blocking his way. He leans on the hood of his car and folds his arms.
We've got to stop meeting like this.
He grins at it. He fumbles in his pocket and pulls out the photo of him and Laurel working on the sleigh. He blinks hard and looks at the real thing in front of him.
This is the magic I've been searching for all along.
He smirks. Laurel on the phone in the office. Betty takes notes. The mayor comes
right.
in.
Okay, well...
Mayor comes in.
That is... wonderful, thank you.
We don't have a Santa. You can't have a Christmas parade without a Santa. It's a disaster.
I just got on the phone with that one person.
And you just confirmed right away about the thing.
Yeah, so we have that
all ready
going.
To go.
I'll leave you ladies to solve this crisis. But promise me.
We will have a Santa, I promise.
He leaves.
We will? What? Where's Wade?
I don't know, off being mysterious, I suppose.
Oh, Betty.
We'll talk later. Focus, we still have a Santa to replace and a sleigh to find.
Laurel holds up one finger and steps aside with her phone.
Alex?
You missing something?
He holds up his phone and takes a selfie of himself and the sleigh in the road. She frowns and looks at the photo.
Where are you?
Laurel's SUV pulls up next to Alex in the sleigh. He flicks up his eyebrows and smiles at her. She faces him next to the sleigh.
How did I get all the way out here?
You know, with the sleigh, I'm starting to get the feeling it's best not to ask too many questions.
You left without saying goodbye again.
He opens and closes his mouth.
We said plenty the other night.
No, we didn't. At least I didn't.
He frowns.
I came by Audrey's antiques earlier. See you. You were gone.
Well, I'm here now. What did you want to say?
Her eyes roll upward.
I should never have let you leave. After college, before New York. And that was my mistake.
Your mistake?
And I'm the one who pushed you away now. And not just to protect Scarlett.
You are the last two people I would ever want to hurt.
Can't we just keep hurting each other?
Laurel.
I am in love with you. I probably always have been. And I understand you have to go home. This is not your life, and that's okay. Really, but I had to be honest and tell you it has been really great to have you here. And helping with everything, the sleigh, and the costume. Being with Scarlett, and making me laugh.
He smiles.
And to tell you that I have missed you so much. For a very long time.
He grabs her and they kiss passionately, his hands around her face.
I've missed you too. So much.
They beam at each other and kiss again. Tears stream down her cheeks. Their heads turn. The trailer with the sleigh is suddenly hitched to the car.
Did you?
No. I didn't.
Then how?
You know what? I think it's probably best we don't ask too many questions. After you.
They go to her car, pausing to look at the sleigh's trailer. People dressed as elves and presents frolic in the barn. The sleigh is parked outside. Betty comes out, and Laurel and Alex run in.
Thank goodness you made it!
Okay, everybody, let's get this sleigh onto the float!
Mom, Alex!
Star Scarlett.
You look awesome. I'm gonna find a spot to watch you from. Good luck.
She waves.
Go do your thing. I'll find you.
Okay. Wait, don't let him leave. We still don't have a Santa. Wait.
Betty's classic car.
No, I told you. He's too much of a beanpole.
No, Wade.
Merry Christmas, darling.
Betty gapes.
Engine works good as new now. Been working like mad to fix it up from my angel.
I was gonna say the surprise.
Cute. Oh my gosh.
They get in the green convertible.
She's perfect.
Santa.
Laurel strides down the street. A truck pulls the sleigh float.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
She frowns in confusion.
Hello, Laurel! Merry Christmas!
Mr. Winter sits in the sleigh.
Mr. Winter?
Her face breaks into a smile. Crowds wave and shake glow sticks on the sidewalk. People in costume march in the parade. Laurel joins Alex and Audrey. She puts her arm around Alex. They watch kids dressed as presents walk by, then a vintage red truck with a tree in the back. The mayor points from the passenger seat with a dog in his lap.
Looks like you got the job, Laurel!
See? Parades! Everyone's happy!
Yes!
Wow.
A truck pulls a float filled with giant candy canes and lollipops. Girls dressed as elves wave. Behind the elves comes a marching band wearing Santa hats and led by baton twirlers. The crowd claps along and waves. Next is a float with tinsel trees and stars. Scarlett sits in the center dressed in her star gown. Laurel and Alex jump and wave. Laurel covers her mouth. Scarlett beams and waves.
Jesus, that's great! Scarlett!
Merry Christmas! Hi, Mom!
Hi, sweetheart!
Hi.
You look beautiful! Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas!
Scarlett's float continues past with boys dressed as toy soldiers waving from the back. Ben, Betty, and Wade in the green convertible.
Hey,
Merry Christmas!
It's decorated with tinsel. Betty blows a kiss to Laurel.
Hey!
Hi!
Hey, you love bugs! That's right!
A decorated fire engine.
Oh wow, look at those lights!
A Rolls Royce.
Oh! Look at that car!
No!
More kids dressed as elves. The crowd hops up and down. Alex's jaw drops. Santa's sleigh passes with fake reindeer rising in front of it. Mr. Winters waves from the sleigh.
Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas!
Didn't you say you were missing a Santa?
Hold on a second. How did he...
I know.
Laurel shakes her head.
Hello, Laurel! Merry Christmas!
He winks and taps his nose. She does the same. He recedes past the crowd, waving both arms. Laurel clasps her hands.
Laurel, congratulations, you pulled it off.
Wonderful. I loved it.
Oh, thank you. I can't believe we did it.
The sleigh float stops in front of them, but the sleigh has disappeared.
Wait, where's the sleigh?
Laurel frowns at the empty space, her mouth opening and closing. Alex turns his gaze to the sky. Laurel walks to the float and picks up the silver sleigh bells left on a present. She smiles to herself. Wade and Betty hug and kiss outside the convertible.
You found the silver bells from the winter formal. They're beautiful, thank you.
And Audrey?
Audrey smiles and nods. Alex holds the envelope.
What would you think if I didn't deliver this to the consortium? And what would you say if I bought the shop from you instead?
Well, I would say that that is the best Christmas present I could hope for.
Really?
Yes.
They hug. Laurel smiles. Alex turns to her.
Going back into the antique business, are you?
Well, you know, I thought I'd do something to pull my weight with the new city manager.
You've done so much already.
I'm just trying to make up for last time.
Their lips almost touch.
Smile!
Scarlett snaps a photo.
Scarlett, you get in there too.
Oh, that reminds me. Thank you for returning the photo. I've been missing it.
What photo?
From our sleigh date way back when.
Wait a second, you have that? I was looking for that just the other day.
Say cheese.
They pose.
Oh, now that's a keeper.
Wait, if you didn't give me the photo, then who?
Maybe Santa left it for you.
They nod.
Don't ask. Hey.
He holds her.
Laurel, I love you.
I love you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
They kiss deeply. Audrey, Scarlett, Betty, and Wade watch nearby. Lights from the antique store, nearby tree, and other directions twinkle around them.